Now, Fight for Sight is an organisation which raises funds and helps to, in turn, fund eye research. They've recently given out around £1.4 million in grants, and to tell us a little more about the awards and about Fight for Sight, we've Dr. Dolores Conroy. Dr. Conroy, thank you for joining us. This is a fantastic amount of money to be giving away.
Yes, it is indeed. And as you said, Fight for Sight, we are the largest charity in the UK dedicated to funding world-class research into the prevention and treatment of blindness and eye disease. And each year, the charity awards grants for original and groundbreaking research into eye diseases at leading universities and hospitals across the UK. And we are currently funding research projects into over 25 different eye diseases at something like 20 institutions across the UK. The award that we gave to Dr. Manson at the University of Manchester is to look into glaucoma. And glaucoma is the leading cause of irreversible blindness worldwide, and it affects something like 70 million people. And reflecting the importance of this, Fight for Sight have made funding available to Dr. Manson to look into the genetics of the disease. In addition to this award, as you know, we have also awarded over 1.4 million in this program to different projects, namely, as I said, glaucoma, but age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinitis pigmentosa, corneal dystrophy, Stargardt's disease, and another project into looking at visual impairment in children.
Now, some of the main causes of sight loss there you mentioned. Do you also look at funding for rarer conditions?
Yes, there are quite a lot of rarer conditions that we fund, things like Stargardt disease, some of the rarer macular dystrophies.
Now, this year, as you said, it's £1.4 million in grants that you've given out, but you have to raise this money yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the year ended March 2009, Fight for Sight had an income of £3.4 million, and of this, we dedicated £3.3 million to research projects across the UK. As you know, all this money has to be raised by the charity, and we rely heavily on individual donations. And in our breakdown is basically we get about one-third of it from individual donations and events. Another one-third of our income comes from companies and trusts, and another third comes from legacies. So we depend very, very heavily on the public to help us raise the money to fund this vital research.
Are you having to find more in sort of innovative ways of raising money?
Yes, indeed, we have. I mean, as I said, you know, we do a lot of events. This year we launched different sort of events. One of them was a competition, My View of London, basically to raise the profile of the charity. And yes, we were always looking at new ways of raising money for the charity.
The money itself you've given out, did you actually follow the progress of a lot of these projects then?
Oh yes, once we give the awards, we follow the projects. I usually go and visit the scientists. They write annual reports to us. They come and visit us at Fight for Sight and tell us about the progress of their research. They sometimes participate in events where the public can hear about the research that's going on by these scientists.
Now, we're in the 21st century now, so medical science has moved on in leaps and bounds. So does that mean there's a greater demand on your services, indeed your funding?
Yes, I mean, we always receive many, many more applications than we are able to fund. And basically the charity, we fund scientific excellence and also the relevance of the research to Fight for Sight's mission. But every year we receive, as I said, many, many more applications than we're able to fund. And this 1.4 million we gave was to six projects. In that particular grants round, there was at least 11 projects that were worthy of funding.
Now, as you say, one of those grants went to Dr. Forbes Manson in Manchester. He joins us now. Dr. Manson, congratulations on the award. You're looking into one of the most common conditions of sight loss, glaucoma. Perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about how that affects someone.
Yes, well, glaucoma is a very serious condition and affects about 2% of the population aged over 40 years. And it's dangerous in the way that it doesn't really have any symptoms at first, so it can be doing damage before you actually realize that you have the disease. And by the time you realize, you've got permanent vision loss that can't be reversed. So glaucoma is a blinding condition, and it gradually constricts your field of vision.
Is there, or are there different types of glaucoma?
Yes, there are some.